And now let's follow NPR's Linda Wertheimer to a small town in central Iowa. Nevada, spelled like Nevada, pronounced Nevada, is a farming community, and the results there did not match the rest of the state, though the spirit did.
Things were hopping at Nevada High School last night. There was a basketball game and two Democratic caucuses. The fourth precinct caucus was in the cafeteria, and it quickly filled up. As happened across the state, these caucuses were about twice the size of last time, and there were lots of new people, like Nancy Bear. She came with her two daughters, both beautiful girls with buzz cuts and lots of piercings. I asked why they decided to caucus this time.
A lot of excitement about the campaign. I definitely don't want another Republican in the office, and so I want to get behind the person that I feel will be, you know, the best candidate for president. And we're going to go with Edwards. Tracy and I are. My other daughter's over there with Hillary.
Paula Strom and her husband were also first-timers, but inspired by Senator Barack Obama to get into grassroots politics.
I've never been interested enough to do it before. And Barack Obama inspires you.
Do you think, why do you support him?
Because he's a very smart man, and because he will change the way things are done in Washington.
The caucus chair, Faye Burdick, moved things along quickly. The first order of business was to count the House. Each candidate would need at least 15% of the total to move on to the next step. With their calculator in hand, Ms. Burdick did the math and announced that each candidate needed at least 20.1 caucus scores. Then she sent the Nevada Democrats to their corners.
Hillary group will go with the Hillary sign. John Edwards people will go to the John Edwards sign.
But Miss Burdick was moving a bit too quickly. She skipped over the one-minute speeches in support of all the candidates, speeches given by the caucus goers. However, not all the candidates had speakers.
Let's start in alphabetical order. Is there anybody to speak for Joe Biden? Is anybody here to speak for 1 minute for Hillary Clinton?
Yes, there was. Kathy Bagley, who is the precinct chair for Hillary Clinton, came up to make a little talk.
I happen to personally, as well as many of these people, believe strongly in Senator Clinton. And I'll tell you why. Because I've met this lady, I've talked to this lady, I've looked in her eyes, and I've seen that she has a real heart for our country.
The Clinton forces were well prepared with bottled water and cookies for their supporters. They brought sandwiches as well, but it turned out that sandwiches are against caucus rules and could not come in. That work paid off. Clinton led in this particular caucus. 44 people went to the Hillary sign, 32 to Obama. Down the hall at the caucus for the rural areas south of Nevada, it was a little more complicated. John Edwards had more supporters than the others, but a little horse trading evened things out. Janice Beaton caucused for Bill Richardson. She explained how switching a couple of Clinton supporters to Richardson hurt Edwards.
When I looked at the numbers as the Richardson chairperson, I thought, well, I need to warn the Clinton camp that many of us in the Richardson camp would go to Edwards and give him two if they didn't give up a couple of theirs.
Jana made a very persuasive argument. We knuckled under and helped her out.
And it paid off, and it paid off for you.
And there was a couple of us who were in the Hillary camp, and we had Richardson as our second, and so we saw the numbers and decided to go join Jana.
Clearly, all four of these candidates are really superb people.
Edwards should have gotten two.
No.
Sour grapes.
You also heard there from David Laird and his two daughters, Myra and Ellen. Age 19 and 18, this is their first caucus and first presidential election. Plainly, these people don't take their preferences that seriously. Many people echo David Laird's feeling that most Iowa Democrats like several of these candidates. Just about everyone left happy last night, winners and losers. That was, by the way, not true for the high school basketball fans. The Nevada High School Cubs lost last night. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.